The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
The Mishnah in Masech Tovis, Perek Vov, Mishnah Zayin. Gedole Teira Yeser min Akohuna min Amalchus. Torah is greater than the Kohuna, than the priesthood, and than the Malchus, than the kingship. Sha Malchus nicknames Bishleshi Miles, because in order for one to become a king, he needs 30 attributes. Va Kohuna be Esrim va Arbo. In order for one to become to a priest, he needs 24 attributes. Bahatorah nicknays bememches dvorim. But for Torah, one needs 48 attributes. The Chazal tell us in many places, it's a Mishnah in Ovis in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yudalet. It's a Gemara in Masech de Yuma, in Ein Beis Omid Beis, that Israel was given three crowns. The crown of Torah, and the crown of kingship, and the crown of priesthood. And the greatest of the three crowns was the crown of Torah. Even though the crown of priesthood was given exclusively to Aaron HaKohen, and the crown of kingship was given only to David Vizare, to King David and his seed, and Torah was given to everyone, the Torah Moshe commanded us, it is an inheritance for all of Israel. Whoever wants this crown, let him come and take it. So even though it is not as exclusive as the other crowns, but still, the sages tell us that it is greater than the other crowns. And, as we see, this Mishnah tells us that for to become a king, you must have 30 attributes. To become the high priest, you must have 24. But for Torah, you must have 48. In the Mishkan, in the sanctuary, and later in the Beis HaMikdash, there were three telim. There were three objects there. Each one had a golden crown. And one was the altar, the Mizbeach, and this represented the crown of priesthood. Another was the shulchan, the table, and this represented the crown of kingship. And the third was the Aron HaKodesh, the holy ark, where the Sefer Torah was kept, the one that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote when he came down from Har Sinai, and where the tablets of the Ten Commandments were kept, and the broken tablets, and this was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The others were in the Kodesh, and this was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the most holy of the holies. Again representing that the crown of Torah was even greater. And the Maral Miprag, in his commentary to this Mishnah Masech Tovis, he writes that if we measure these three objects, we will find that the altar, the Mizbeach, which was an amma by an amma, it was one amma square, and an amma was six tfochim. So then the circumference would become chov dalet tfochim, 24 tfochim. And here, the Torah subtly indicated to us the 24 attributes that one needs in order to become the high priest. And if we would measure the shulchan, the table, that was an amo v'chetzi by an amo, 1.5 amos by 1 amo, and the circumference would come out to be 30 tvochim. And here was indicated the 30 attributes that one must have in order to become the king. And the Oren was 2.5 amos long, 1.5 amos wide, and an amo and a half high, giving it a circumference of 48. And here was indicated the 48 attributes which is necessary to be zeicher, to acquire a Torah. And in Masechet Seferim, Perek Aleph, is brought the halacha, Shelo yase amud shel sefer Torah pochus mimemcha shitas, that when we write the Sefer Torah, each column should not have less than 48 lines in the Sefer Torah. This also comes because it is necessary to have 48 attributes in order to acquire the crown of Torah. When one is interested in pursuing a wisdom or a craft or a skill, it is necessary that he has or he acquires certain attributes. But when the Mishnah tells us what are the 48 attributes that is necessary for Torah, we see that this is something different altogether. Attributes and milas which do not even seem necessary or relevant to the acquisition of a chokhmah, of a wisdom. And as we'll see in a minute when we read these 48. But the reason for this is firstly, Torah is the greatest wisdom of all of the wisdoms. Secondly, it is not amongst the physical or worldly wisdoms, but is the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it cannot be compared at all to any wisdom of this world, but it is chokhmah se'elyon. It is his wisdom. And thirdly, it is even more than a wisdom, but it is the Seder HaOlam, the Seder HaBriya, the order of the entire creation and universe. The Medrash tells us in Parshas Bereishis, Bi Histakel Boro Alma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gazed into the Torah, studied the Torah, and from there he created the world. This is to teach us that the master plan of the world, the guide to the Seder HaOlam, was the Torah. And this is also brought out in the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. Daf Peches, May Dixiva Yere Vayboke Yem Hashishi, this that it's written in the Torah, that it was the evening and it was the morning of the sixth day. And an extra hey is written. An extra hey is written, Yom HaShishi. Lomo, by every day was written merely Yom Echod, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, but by the sixth day was written Yom HaShishi. Malamet Shehisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maise Bereishis V'Om Alehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with the creation of the world. Im Yisrael Mekablim HaTorah, if Klal Yisrael will accept the Torah on the sixth day. Not on the sixth day of the creation, but on the sixth day of the month of Sivan. Atem Miskayomim. Then the creation will remain intact. Bimlav, but if not, ani machzer eschem letehu vavehu. But if not, then I shall return the creation to what it was before the 6 days of creation. Tohu vavohu, nothingness and void. And this is what the Pasuk says in Tilim, Mishomayim Mishmato Din, Eretz Yora Ushkoto. That when the heavens heard the Din, the Torah, come down, so the earth trembled, and then it relaxed. It trembled because had not the Almighty, had not Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, then the creation would have been dissolved. But when they accepted the Torah, then it relaxed. At the sixth day of the creation, right before Shabbos, right at the end of the Maase Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition that the creation is conditional. If Torah will be accepted, then the creation will continue. If not, then it will be destroyed. So we see that when we're speaking about acquiring Torah, we're not referring to some type of art or talent or some type of wisdom. We're not only referring to a great wisdom, but we're referring to Chokmos Elyon, the wisdom of the Almighty. We're referring to the master plan of the world, the Seder HaBriya, the order of creation. And therefore, when one wants to become a great artist, he must have abilities to become an artist. And if one wants to become a mathematician, he must have such abilities. And when one wants to acquire a Torah, also he must have abilities for Torah. And this is what the Mishnah teaches us, that for this one must have Mem Ches Devorim, 48 attributes in order to acquire this Torah. What are the 48 that are mentioned here? Come in. So, Yosef, close the door because it's drafty. Elohein. B'Talmud, firstly, a person must study. Shmias Ozen, he must listen very carefully. Arichas Fosayim, he must clearly enunciate everything that he learns, and organize everything that he studies, enunciate and pronounce it with his mouth. Bibinas Halev, with the understanding of heart. There are some variations as to what is the proper text of the Mishnah. The next one in our Mishnah is Sichlas Halev, Seichel of the heart. But not everyone agrees that that should be listed. Be'emo u'be'yira, with a great awe he must study Torah, and with a great fear. Be'anova, with humility. Be'simcha, with a great joy. Be'tahara, with a purity. B'shimush chachomim, by serving the wise. B'dikdu chaverim, another gear says b'divu chaverim, by having a friend or friends in Torah. B'pilpul atalmidim, with dialogues and debates with students. B'yishuv, where he is relaxed, not torud, not pressurized. The mikra, through the learning of mikra, the reading of the chumash of the Torah Shebiksav, the mishnah, through the study of the Torah Shebal Peh, the oral law. The miut schora, through a minimal amount of business. Miut derech eretz, a minimal amount of worldly involvement. Miut tainug, a minimal amount of worldly pleasure. Miut shena, a minimal amount of sleep. Miut sicho, a minimal amount of idle conversation. Miut schok, and a minimal amount of recreation. Be'erech hapayim, he must have great patience. Be'leiv tov, he must have a good heart. Be'emunis chachomim, he must have faith and belief in the sages. Be'kabolas ayesurim, he must be prepared to accept and endure hardship and affliction. Hamakir es mekeimai, he must recognize exactly who he is and where he is. He must not consider himself greater than he really is. And at the same time, he must also recognize exactly where is his stature. Hasameach b'chelkei, someone who rejoices with his lot. V'eises siog l'dvorav, someone who guards his words carefully. That is a midah hachochma. This is an attribute of wisdom, someone who guards his words carefully. Bein machzik teva la'atzmai, someone who does not give himself great credit for studying Torah. Ohuv, he is beloved. Ohev es hamokum, he loves the Almighty. Ohev es habriyos, and he loves his creations. Ohevas atstokes, ohevas atechaches, ohevas ameshorim. He loves charity, he loves rebuke, and he loves what is upright. Misrachek min hakoved, someone who runs from glory. Velemagis liboy b'talmudai, and he does not become haughty because of his learning ability. Ve'nosameach b'heiro, and he does not take himself personal pleasure from his capability in rendering decisions. Na'ise be'olim chaverei, he helps his chaverim, his friends, with their burdens of life. Machriyei lekaf schus, he judges them favorably. Mamidoi ala emes, he brings them to the truth. Mamidoi ala sholem, and he brings peace amongst them. Umishashev liboi b'talmudei, he studies and gives deep thought to his Talmud, to what he has learned. Shoyel umeshiv, shemeya umeshiv. He asks, lehabayshin lomed. He asks when he does not understand. Umeshiv, and he answers. And he listens. And he adds to the dialogue and to the debate. Halemed almanas lelamed. He learns on the condition to teach. Va'aleimed almanas lasois, and he learns, he studies on the condition to do. Va'machim es raboi, va'mechaven es mu'osei. He is the type of student that brings wisdom to his Rebbe with his sharp questions and his sharp answers. V'machavenes shmuasai, or hameivines shmuasai, and he works with great effort to understand the shmua, to understand what his Rebbe teaches him. And someone who says over divrei Torah, words of Torah, in the name of the one who said it. And then the Mishnah concludes on this last one, shekola imedove b'shem emre mevi gul alaylam. In addition to this, we have learned that someone who says over divrei Torah, or says over something good, but not in his own name, but in the name of the one that he had heard it from, brings redemption to the world. Shenemar v'teimer estel ha-melech b'shem Mordechai. When Mordechai came and he heard of the two servants of the king that were conspiring to kill him, he told this to Esther, and Esther went and told this to the king's aides, but she did not say this in her own name. She said this in the name of Mordechai. Vatemer Esther Lamelech b'shem Mordechai. And this is how it was recorded in the Chronicles. And later on, when Ahasuerus one night could not sleep, and the Chronicles were read to him, and he said that Mordechai saved his life, it was read that Mordechai saved his life, what good was done to this person? And from here was the Hascholas Haneis, the beginning of the miracle of the rising up of Mordechai and the downfall of Haman. And had Esther told this to the king's aides in her own name, then this would not have come about. So we learn that someone who says something over in the name of the one who said it is maybe Gula Lail. He brings redemption to the world. So we see it's not easy to acquire a Torah, the crown of Torah. 48 attributes that one must have. Now there is a wealth and a wealth of wisdom in this Mishnah. And the time does not allow us this evening to go through all 48. But let's go through some of these and see what we can be enlightened with this. And perhaps we can understand Torah a little better, and we could perhaps understand ourselves a little better. And what is demanded from us. And much of what will be said this evening will be from the commentary of the Sefer Derech HaChaim, the Maral's Pirush on this Ovis, on this Mishnah. The first attribute mentioned is B'Talmud. Now Talmud seemingly means to study. Now this is a little difficult, because naturally, if one is going to acquire any wisdom, he's going to have to study. How is it possible for a person to acquire a wisdom without study? So what does the Mishnah have to tell us, that in order to become wise in Torah, you have to study Torah? Is there another way that you can acquire any type of wisdom? So one answer that seemed to me an answer for many, many years is that Torah is different than other wisdoms and skills. When it comes to other wisdoms and skills or talents, there is what is known as a natural ability. A person wants to become a musician, most likely he has a natural musical ability, and he was born with this ability. And you have people that have to apply themselves very little to reach a good standard in music. If they want to become greater musicians, then they have to. The same thing with an artist. The same thing with a carpenter. The same thing with a great mathematician. When he was 2 or 3 years old, he was already capable of adding numbers and subtracting them. So there is always the natural ability. And to acquire another wisdom, the study of it is only the ways and the means how to acquire it. But if you have another ways and means how to acquire it, good. Not so with Torah. Torah, the study of it is not the ways and means how to acquire it. But the Gemara tells us that that is what Torah is, studying Torah. It's not just a way and a mean how to acquire it. But the study of the Torah, this is the acquiring of it. And there is no other way. The Gemara tells us, Im yema lach odom, if a person tells you, Le'yogato motzosu, I did not labor in Torah, but I was successful in Torah, al tamin, do not believe him, it is impossible. She'ein lach otere b'le'yegia. There is no Torah without labor. You can be successful in other arts and in other endeavors without labor. You can be lucky. You can be a natural. You could be born that way. But not so with Torah. Im yayim alacho odom, if someone will tell you, le'yogato motzoso, I didn't labor, but I found Torah, al tami. This is impossible. She'ein lecho Torah b'la yegia. Talmud, to study, this is a Tanaya Ma'akev. This is a condition which is not negotiable in Torah. And in this week's parsha, this past week's parsha, in Bechukaisai Teilechu, if you will walk in my statutes, Rashi brings from the Chazal, Im Tiu Amelim B'Torah. If you labor in Torah, then you will have the success of Torah. Many people feel, they ask, such a great gaon, he probably doesn't have to labor much in Torah. And we find just the opposite. The greater the gaon, the more he studied, the more he labored. There was many times, unfortunately, in communities that didn't understand Torah, when Jews had to come to strange lands, and they had to deal with, unfortunately, ignorant Jews. And they were wondering, why was the rabbi studying so much? If someone graduates with a degree from university, so he's finished his study. Why is he studying so much? Because the first condition to Torah is Talmud. And it is known, it is written by the Gaon's son, the Vilna Gaon's son, that many times angels came to the Vilna Gaon while he was sleeping to offer him the secrets and the answers that he was seeking, that he was looking for. His son used to write that the Gaon, when he would study, he would labor so greatly that many times he became physically sick from not being able to understand the Gemara. The doctor used to warn him. He used to wear himself physically sick if he couldn't answer a kasha that he had. And the son writes in his Hagdom, in his preface to Mishle, that angels used to come to the Gaon when he was sleeping with these answers, and he would chase them away. He wouldn't accept it. He didn't want matnas chinam. In Torah, he didn't want anything free. He wanted only what he studied himself, only what he labored himself. And all of his days, it's written in the Maaser Av that he had a seder, he organized his day. Where he would learn two daf, two pages of Gemara and Rashi every day with many chazoras. So every 3 years he was chazorin shas. And he would learn his mishnayis. So he was constantly reviewing the mishnayis. and he would learn the Torah Shebiksav and the rest of the Torah Shebalpeh, and this never ceased from him. This is what is meant by Talmud. And secondly, what is meant by Talmud? One might think that to acquire Torah, you have to study and labor, but once you have acquired it, then it's not necessary. Like any other wisdom, you can become a doctor and you can become a lawyer by studying and by working hard, but after that, you just need a refresher. The Gemara says, she calls man she'ein leimed hu shecheach. The greatest Talmidei Chachomim, when they stop learning, then they lose the Torah. So we see that the word Talmud here, the word to study, has a different meaning than simply when it is applied to any other endeavor. But the Maral actually learns a little differently in the word Talmud. And he learns that this means Shiyilmad Meirabe Velayismech Al Chochmosei. He learns that the word Talmud doesn't mean merely to study, but evidently it's also connected with the word Talmid, and it means to study by a Rebbe. This is what it means. That the first condition in Torah is to study by a Rebbe, and that one should not rely on his own wisdom. And this is an amud, this is a pillar in Torah Shebal Peh, like we have from many places. One place is in the third perek in Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara brings that when a child has begun to speak, so Ovi Sochimai Beloshna Kodesh, his father should speak to him in Hebrew. And what should he speak to him? He should teach him Torah Tziva Lono Meisha, that Meisha commanded us the Torah, and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. And that here, O Israel, that our God is, Hashem is our God and Hashem is one. The question is asked, what's more important, that Torah, that Meisha commanded us the Torah, or that Shema Yisrael? So first you should teach him the Shema. Why first Torah Tziva Lono Meisha? And the answer is because we only know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the fact that Moshe gave us the Torah. If you do not believe that Moshe gave you the Torah, then you can't teach anyone Shema Yisrael. So therefore, the very first cornerstone of Torah is Torah Tziva Lono Moshe, that Moshe taught us the Torah. And this is what is known as Ish Mipi Ish, Ish Mipi Ish, Rav Le Talmud, Rav Le Talmud. That our entire Torah, the Torah Shebal Peh, comes only through the Meseiros, as it was given down in every generation. And therefore, someone who learns from a Rebbe, who has learned from a Rebbe, who has learned from a Rebbe, then that's Torah Meisha Rabbeinu. But someone who will explore on his own, this is not Torah. Therefore, the first cornerstone is Talmud, to learn from a Rebbe. Now, we have other attributes that are mentioned here in regards that one must learn from a Rebbe. And one is Shimush Chachomim. One of the attributes is to serve the wise. Another is Emunis Chachomim, to believe and have faith in the Rebbe. And the other one is Shemevin Eshmuasai, that he understands, he works to understand what his Rebbe teaches him. What does it mean to serve one's Rebbe? The source of this is in the Gemara in Masechta Brachos. The Gemara brings and that Zainam at base. Vom Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of the great Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Shimon ben Yochai was the great Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Gedola shimusha shel teira yesa milimuda. That to serve one's Rebbe is greater than to study by one's Rebbe. Shneemar po Elisha ben Shofet asher yotzak mayim al yedei Eliyahu. Yes, po Elisha ben Shofet asher yotzak mayim al yedei Eliyahu. It states that is Elisha here who poured water on the hands of Eliyahu. Lomad leinemar el yotzak. Doesn't say, is Elisha here who studied by Eliyahu? His yichus was he studied by Eliyahu. Doesn't say, is Elisha here who studied by Eliyahu? It says, is Elisha here who poured water on his hands? Melamed shigdei l'shimusha yesa milamuda. From here we learn that shimusha, to serve a Rebbe, is even greater than to study by a Rebbe. And we're learning Masechet Ksubos now. And Rav Kivregi here brings, he says, look in Taisus and Masechet Ksubos. Well, the Gemara says, and Daf Yud Zayin, Bevatlin Talmud Torah Leitzos Ameis, that when it comes to bury the dead, one is obligated even to close the Gemara. To go bury the dead. And Taishus asked the Kasha, the Kosha, the Behilchas, the Recheretz, Omar, Rebbe Kiva, Tchilas, Tashmishai, Lifnei Chachome. Rebbe Kiva says over a story, when he was young and he started to learn by the Chachome. Pamacha soyisi mahalach bederech. One day I was walking on the way, Umatzosi meis mitzvah, and I found a dead corpse. And I carried it for 4 milin. A mil is a good distance, it's about a kilometer. Ad Shehivesiv le Besak Forest, until I found the Besak Forest, a burial place, Ukavartiv, and I buried it. Ukishabosi vi herzesi dvorai, lifnei Reblezer Bishua, and when I came to my gate, Rebbe's Reblezer Bishua, Omri al kopsi psiki le shefachta dam noki. They told me that every step you took is as if you spilled innocent blood. You did wrongly. So Taishas asks, what did he do wrong? He missed the shear, he came late for the shear. But he was burying a dead body. And the Gemara says here that one is obligated to bury the dead even if he has to disturb his learning. So Taishas says two truths. Two answers. The second answer he brings from Rabbeinu Yehuda Mikorbil. The Hosam Mishum the Beetle Arts may be Shimush Talmid Chachomim. When one is studying, he's obligated to close the Gemara and go bury the dead. But if one is serving his Rebbe, then he's not allowed. The Godel Shimusha Yeser Milimuda. Because serving one's Rebbe is even greater than the studying by one. What is the reason for this? Because Torah is not an academic exercise. But in order for one to come to Torah, he has to elevate himself to the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this can be done only by going to someone who is great in Torah and to become close to him. And it has to come to him from that person. So therefore it's not sufficient where he merely studies. If you go to study by a professor in a university, it's sufficient to study by him. But to learn Torah, this, the Maral says, needs chibor, hischabrus. You have to come close to the Rebbe. And therefore, The shibush of the Rebbe brings you much closer than the mere studying of the, by the Rebbe. And through this, Torah can be transmitted to you. Just as you take a wick, and when you hold it near the fire of the candle, the fire is transmitted. This is the way one acquires Torah. Emunas Chachomim, that one must have faith and belief in the sages. This are many Gemaras. One is where the Gemara tells us, Kol Mahara Achar Abay, Kilo Mahara Achar Shechina, Kol Achelik Im Rabay, Kilo Chelik Al Shechina. Whoever has afterthoughts on something that his Rebbe tells him, that's like having afterthoughts on the Shekhinah itself. Whoever disagrees with what his Rebbe tells him, it's as if he disagrees with the Shekhinah himself. The Gemara tells us that if a person doesn't have confidence in his Rebbe, then he must go to a different Rebbe. That's not a Rav for him. More in the Perekamed HaGigi, Ma'arav Deme L'malach HaShem. The Rebbe must be in the eyes of the student like a Malach HaShem, like an angel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's transmitting his Torah. Then Derish Teira Mipio, then you must look for Torah from him. But if not, then you must go some other place. But he who you learn Teirim from, that is B'mokam HaShekhinah. This person stands in the place of the Shekhinah. This is the Derech HaTorah. It is not an academic exercise. It is not like learning other skills and other wisdoms. And Emunas Chachomim, faith in the wise. This is the cornerstone of Torah. Like is brought out in the Gemara, in Perek Bamem Alikin that we quoted a few weeks ago, that a person came to Hillel, a non-Jew, and he said, "Be megayir me, convert me on the condition that I'll do everything that's written in the written law. But the oral law which comes through the sages, this I will not believe in." So when he went to Shammai, Shammai drove him out. But Hillel said, "Come, I'll learn with you." So the first day he taught him Aleph, Beis, Gimel. The next day he came back, and Hillel pointed to the Aleph and told him that's a Beis. Then he pointed to the Gimel and told him that's an Aleph. And this person said, "No, it's not. This is the Aleph and this is the Beis." And Hillel says, "How do you know?" He said, "Because this is what you taught me." So he said, "You're relying on me for the truth. Then rely on me also, that everything that our sages tell us is also true." And he was telling us a very, very great pillar. That if you believe in what the Chachomim tell you, then you can understand the entire Torah. If you don't, then you don't even know what is the Aleph and what is the Beis. Because how do we know that this letter is the Aleph? Only because it came through Ish Mipi Ish, man, from Ish Rabbeinu. So someone who thinks that he's a little smarter than someone else, a little wiser, and he doesn't accept everything that they tell him, then he should know that even his Aleph and Beis and Gimel also is not necessarily true. And to show you the greatness, of what it means, Emunas Chachomim, there is a Maisa Nifla, a very, very wonderful story that the Gemara brings that we once quoted a long time ago on Rebbe Kiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara tells us, before he was 40 years old, he was ignorant and hated Talmidei Chachomim, the Gemara tells us. He hated Talmidei Chachomim because he thought that he was despised by the Talmidei Chachomim, being so ignorant. And when he was 120 years old, that he became the greatest sage, not only of the generation, but the greatest sage of the Torah Shebaal Peah. And the Romans had locked him in the dungeon, and they allowed one of his students every day to come and bring him some water and food. And one day, as the student was coming, the guard came and knocked the water out of his hands. And when he came to the Bekiva, he had only half the amount of the usual water, and he was late. And the Bekiva asked him, "Why did you come late? Don't you know that my life depends?" He was old and weak, "and my life depends on what you bring to me." And he told him the story. And then the Rabbi Akiva took the water and he washed Netilah Shadayim with it. He washed his hands in order to eat. And he used up all of the water. And his student asked him, his Talmud asked him, "Rebbe, there's only a little water today. You needed to drink." And the Rebbe Akiva answered, "Netilah Shadayim, this is a mitzvah from the sages. Mutov she'emais v'le'evor al divrei chaveroi. It is better that I should die than transgress the words of my colleagues." This is what Rebbe Akiva answered. And this was the Amunas Chachomim, the great faith in the sages that Rebbe Akiva had. And the Maral writes that if one has no faith in the sages, so how does he expect to learn Torah from them? If one is not confident in his Rebbe, so what is he doing there? How can he learn Torah from him? How can he come close to the Divrei Chachomim if in his eyes the Chachomim are not perfect? But on the other hand, someone who has faith in them will learn from their words. Behavishayse as divreihem bitzomei, you shall drink from their words with thirst. Obviously, Rav Nosson said in Masechta Shabbos called Gimel Amud Beis, "Man didochel merabonon, hui havi merabonon." One who has great respect for the rabbonon, he will be zeicher to be also from the Talmidei Chachomim. Another attribute that has to do with a Talmud and a Rebbe is Amevin Eshmuose. And on this the Maral writes, the attributes of Torah is Bina Salev, states here. He must understand. Learning without understanding, that's not learning. Torah means to understand. Lilmeid lohovi ulahaskil. And he who studies Torah without understanding it, this is not Torah. Therefore, he must labor to understand. And he must not accept something and say, "I understand," when he doesn't. This is what the Mishnah tells us, le'abayshin lomei. If someone merely says he understands, merely for convenience sake, then he will not be zeichet to Torah. B'nei Yehuda Gomru Mechad Rabo Niskaimu Tarosu Biyodom. Those living in Yehuda studied by one Rebbe, and they had great success. Torah was everlasting by them. B'nei Golil, those who lived in Golil, the Le Gamri Mechad Rabo, they did not study by one Rebbe. Le Niskaimu Tarosu Biyodom. Torah did not last by them. There's a similar Divrei Chazal in Ovest Reb Noson. In Ovest Reb Noson, Perches, Oz Beis, and the Mishnah, Yeshua ben Prach Yomer Asir Lechorav, Hoyer Emeir Emer, Halemei Teirem Rav Echod. Someone who learns Torah from one Rav, Lomu Hudeme, what is he similar to? Le'echot Shehoye Le'isod Achas, someone who had a big field, Zora Miksosa Chiti, Miksosa Sa'erim, he planted part of it with wheat, and part of it with barley, and part of it with olives, and part of it he planted fruit trees. Nimtzo Oda Mehu Mole Tevo Brocho. This person is full of Tevo and Brocho. Because he has a field, and he has all kind of fruits in it. Ubizman shelemin mi beis v'gimel. But someone who learns by two or three rabbis, deyme lemi sheyesh leisodes harbe. It's similar to a person who has many fields. One field he plants wheat, one field barley, one field olives, one field fruities. Nimtzo odem ahu mefuzer beino arotzes b'lei tevu brocho. And this person now has fields which are scattered in all directions, far apart from each other. And he lives without Tevo Broch. He lives without Broch and without goodness. So from here we see that a person should learn by one Rebbe. There's another Gemara. Gemara Mesechta Verizora. Where the Gemara brings and a few tests. Tesis in Irving mentions this Gemara. And the Gemara says like this. V'hoyu ke'et shosu al pal gemayim. David HaMelech wrote in his Tillim, in the first kapitel, that a person should be a tree, like a tree, shosu al pal gemayim, where the roots are spread out. If you ever see a tree, which streams have started to go through, so it stretches out its roots in all directions, in order to find a good place to be secure. And this type of tree, David HaMelech writes, that the winds cannot blow over, because it has so many roots and it's so firm. And also, it is taken in water from so many streams. Amri d'beir b'yanai ke'et shosul lake ke'et notua. Like a tree that has roots which are spread out, and not like a tree that is merely planted in the ground. Kol aleme teirem erav echor ein areyesim en broch leilam. If a person learns from one Rav, he'll never see Simon Brocho. Because he'll be like a tree that has one root. And if someone learns from many Rebbis, then he'll have Simon Brocho because he has many roots. Then the Gemara brings an interesting story. Omelu Rav Chisda Rabbonan. Rav Chisda said to his Talmidim, Be'ina de'im elocho milso. I want to tell you a halocho, umistefino. But I'm afraid, because deshav kisu li vazlito. If I'll tell you, you'll go away from me. So he taught his Talmidim that whoever learns only by one Rav will not have Brocha. Shafku ve'ozlu kamei derova. So they left him. And they went and they learned by Rabba. So Rabba said, go back. He says, Hani mili Sfora. That's when it comes to Sfora. Avo Gemara. But when it comes to Gemara, there it must be from Rav Echod. In order that you will not have too many contradictory statements. So Rashi explains, and the Rishonim explain, when it comes to learning the Girsa, when it comes that the Rebbe teaches you all of the Mishnah, and all of the Gemara, what is stated, that's what's called Gemara. In those days it was completely balpeh, wasn't even recorded. That you must learn by one Rebbe. Because otherwise, if you hear from one way, and you hear from another way, you'll become satumal, you'll become confused. But once a person, Rashi says, shegirsa shkura b'fiv. The Girsa, he has the Girsa's Ashas. He knows all of the Mishnais. And he knows all of the Brises and all of the Teseftis and all of the Girsis HaGemara. So he knows Shas. And now he has come to the level where he's going to compare one to the other. And in order to go into the great depths of the Torah, Sfora, then that's better to learn by many rabbis. Now the explanation of this Gemara I heard from my Rebbe, the tells it Rosh Yeshiva Rabot Chai Gifter. And it's a very important principle. Every individual, when he studies Torah and he grows in Torah, eventually he perfects and develops his derech, his approach in Torah. If at that time he will learn from two rabbis, he will not have success. Because Ein Shnei Nevi'im Misnabni Misignu Echod, the Gemara tells us, no two prophets ever prophesied in the same manner. Everyone is an individual. And no two Talmidei Chachomim can be the same. So if as he is perfecting his way in Gemara, his individual derech, he learns from this one and he learns from that one, he'll end up to be, he called a cripple in Torah. And therefore, Kedim Shah Girsa Shkura Bafiv, the Girsa that represents the physical structure of the Shas, before that is with him, and that is strong, he must learn by one Rav. But once the Girsa Shkura Bafiv, once he has mastered that, and he has perfected his derech in Torah, then, our Rebbe said, then it's a mitzvah to go seek all of the drachim of the Torah in the world. Then every master of the Torah has a different way and something to add. And then it's a mitzvah to go search for all of the drachim in the Torah. And that's what the Gemara says, Hanimili Gemara al Vosfora Lol, that Rashi says, the difference is Kedim Shegir Seshkura Befiv, or Acher. And this is true, you experience it. Because when you're young, you hear, either you're young in age or you're young in learning. You hear one way from one person, and then you hear another way from another person, and then you're like a ksil heilich b'cheshich, you're like a person walking in the dark. You don't know which way to turn. And then you hear a third way and a fourth way. But when you are brought up in one manner and in one derech, until you are perfected and you are strong, then you find that you can hear something altogether different in another place. It doesn't confuse you. But you can extract from there and assimilate it in your own derech and Torah to the point where you broaden. And the same with another. And this is what the Mishnah tells us, Ezehu Chochav, who is the wise, Aleimin Mikol Otom. Then you are at a level when you can learn Torah from all people. These are very, very important principles in what it means Talmud. This is the first of the attributes to learn from a Rebbe, and taking in the other ones that were mentioned. Another attribute, Arichus Fosayim, that a person must enunciate and speak what he learns. The reason for this is because, like we've learned many times, the Keach HaDibur, the power of speech, this is the perfection of man. Man only came to his perfection after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the power to speak, Ruach Memamalo, and he was called the Medaber. Therefore, only when a person speaks Divrei Torah, V'dibaltem Bom, I once saw many years ago Rabbi Kiveger, but he goes into the shaila that it could be perhaps without speaking divrei Torah you might not fulfill the mitzvah completely. But only when a person speaks divrei Torah and he says over what he learns, then is it considered in the entire person. And this is a Gemara in Masechta Ervin. The Gemara brings on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis and Nun Dalet. Bruria was the wife of Remeir, and she was a very, very wise woman. And one day she came across, and a Talmud was sitting learning, Kogores Bilechisho. He was learning quietly. He was reading Gemara and whispering. Batshibe, Omrele Lekach Kosuv. So she scolded him. Some say she gave him a kick. And she said, isn't it written in the Tanakh, Arucha Bechol Ushmura, that when it is enunciated and perfectly organized, then it is guarded? Im Arucha Beramach Evorim Shelcho Mishtameres. If Torah is pronounced and enunciated, then it becomes part of the entire human being. In all of the 248 parts of the human being. Bimla, but if not, then it's not Mishtameres. Talmud Echor Hoyel Rablezer, Sheyishen Belachash. One Talmud that Rablezer had who used to study quietly. After 3 years, Shochach Talmudah, he forgot his Talmud. Talmud Echor Hoyel Rablezer, And then the Gemara brings a posik in Mishle, Chaim heim lemaitzehem befiv. The Torah brings life to the one who studies Torah and is maitzi befiv and he pronounces the words. People who are not familiar with Torah, when they come into a yeshiva or a beis medrash, they're struck very strangely about all the noise that's going on. Because you're used to, in secular circles, a library or a study hall is quiet. And here everyone is learning out loud. This is the Derech HaTorah. The Rambam brings in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Perek Gimel, Hilchos Talmud Torah. Halacha Yud Beis v'chol ha-mashmiya kele b'shas talmudei talmudei miskayim b'yodei. Whoever voice is heard when he's studying Torah, then his Torah will be lasting. Aval akere b'lachash, but someone who reads softly, v'imhera hu shecheach, he will quickly forget, because this is not a participation of the entire person. Many times we think of the great Gaonim, when they studied Torah, we think that they looked at a blot Gemara and that was it. I know someone who once heard the great Reb Orach Ber study Torah, and he was so surprised, because every word of the Mishnah and every word of the Gemara that he said, he translated over for himself in Yiddish out loud, every word, like someone was teaching a child. This is the way, because the Maral writes that through Arichas Fasayim, through the enunciation of the words, is Binas Halev. Then one comes to the understanding of the heart. Be'em of the Yire, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that just like Torah was received on Sinai, that's how one must study Torah. As Torah was received on Sinai, that's how one must study. And when Klal Yisrael stood at Sinai, they received the Torah be'emo, be'yireh, be'reses u'be'zeo. They stood with a great awe and a great fear, and with a great tremble. So one must study Torah. Because to come to Divrei Torah, he has to come to the Torah of Sinai. It is not an academic exercise. We're talking here of the Chochmas HaElyon, of the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Maral writes, there are two reasons why he must have this fear and this great awe and respect. One from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one from his Rebbe. Therefore, be'emo ubi'yira. Anovo, humility. The first cause that can bring a person to Torah is humility. Gemara tells us that the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he will call Torah's Meshe, Zichrei Teres Meshe. He will call it on Meshe's name. The Gemara brings a story. Why was it called on Meshe's name? Because of his great humility. Meshe was known as the most humble man in the world. And this brought him to Torah. And the Gemara tells us, Torah nimshal al-mayim, Torah is like water. The nature of water is always to seek the lowest level. So is the nature of Torah, always to seek the lowest level. And the reason for this is because Torah is not from this world. It's a spiritual world. It's not from the physical world. And therefore a person cannot be too physical. Otherwise he cannot emulate Torah. He cannot have any equivalent to Torah. And a person who is haughty, that is a quality of the physical world. That's a quality of the material world. And therefore he's contrary to Torah. Another attribute is asimcha. Now here there are two mentioned. Asimcha and hayishuv. That there must be simcha, great joy. And yishuv means that the person is relaxed. He is not pressurized. The fact that a person must be relaxed and not pressurized, that the Gemara tells us that Shmaitzer Boy Tzlusa. Gemara Masechet Erevin Samachay. Shmaitzer Tzricha Tzlusa. In order for a person to understand Torah, he must have clarity of head, because the Torah is very difficult. And it has to have Tzlusa Kiyuma the Istado. Like on a day when the north wind is blowing. When the north wind blew, it was a very clear, crystal clear day. That's the type of a mind a person needs when he studies Torah. Crystal clear. And if he's under pressure, and if he's not relaxed, and if he has too many things on his head, he won't be successful in Torah. He won't be Zeicher Torah. Shmaitzer Boy Tzlusa. There's a Gemara in Masechet Baba Basra that they were standing, two Amoraim, two rabbis of the Gemara were standing, and they were speaking over, discussing some Gemara, and it started to rain. And he said, come, let's walk into the shul. So he asked him, but you're not allowed to go into a shul just to come out of the rain. You can't go into the shul for personal purposes. He said, no. Because now that it's raining, we cannot discuss Torah properly. Because Shmaitzer Boy Tzlusa. The Gemara needs crystal clarity, sharpness of vision. So a person must bring himself into such a situation, otherwise he will not be Zeicher Torah. And it must have simcha, joy. Torah must be learned with great joy. And this is no contradiction to anything that we said before. And one reason why it must be studied with great joy, because Pekudei Hashem Yishorim Esamcha Leiv. Because Torah, the words of Torah, in essence, give simcha, give joy. Misamchim hadvorim kinisinosan besinai. When a person studies Torah, the words dance with joy like at the time they were given at Sinai. So if the Torah is not misameach the person, that's a sign he's not studying Torah. And secondly, another reason why there must be simcha. The Maral writes, because when a person is besimcha, then he's complete. He's bishlemus. If he's not besimcha, if he's in pain, if he's sad, then he's lacking. And in order to come to Torah, he must make himself similar to Torah. And Torah is complete. Torah is Hashem Temima, the Torah is complete. A person who is lacking can't come to Torah. Therefore, he must have a great simcha when he studies Torah. There are Rishonim that write that the actual mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to be mesameach oneself with the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah. To bring oneself the joy of the Divrei Torah. The Vilna Gaon, we see from his writings, was very makpid. He was very, very adamant when it came to this. He mentions this many, many times. He writes in a letter to his household when he was leaving for Eretz Yisrael, he says, teach the children, teach the children. And he says, don't force them to learn. Because Ein HaTorah Niknel Al Yidei Yishuv, Torah can be acquired only if the person is relaxed and besimcha. But rather, be mafazia krutas alayam. Give them money. Give them toys. Give them fruits to learn. And then they'll learn. But to force them to learn, you can force them to study other things. Matric, you can be forced to study. You can cram for other things. But not Torah. Torah must be b'yishuv u'b'simcha. In another place he writes, a person should never study a chelek of Torah which is too difficult for him. Here the Vilna Gaon writes, there was nothing he didn't study. A person should never study Torah, a chelek of Torah which is too difficult for him. Because in the end then he will leave it. Shein ha-Torah niknes ela mitek simcha, because Torah needs simcha. And if it's too difficult, it'll become a bad taste by him. When ein adam leimer ela b'makom sheli bechofetz, the Gemara says, only when a person wants to learn will he have success in learning. Therefore, he says, if you come to a chelek of Torah that's too difficult for you, leave it, go to a different one. There was a story that I once heard. There was a great rov from the great Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Zochein Avrocha. Rabbi Yitzchok, he was called Rabbi Yitzchok Petterberger because he became the Rav of Petersburg in Russia. And Rav Goldrich told me this story that he had heard from Rav Futner Zochein Avrocha. This was the Chaim Berlin Rosh Hashiva, who had heard this directly from Rabbi Yitzchok's Rebbetzin. That one time during the days of Elul, before Rosh Hashanah, and Yisrael Salanter had Talmidim who were from the great Musar movement. And when it came before Rosh Hashanah, so they used to learn day and night and perfect themselves. So a group of his best Talmidim decided that they will go to a Beis HaMedrash. It was probably in Vilna. They would go to a Beis HaMedrash in Vilna. Another Beis HaMedrash. There were many Bote Midrashim there, where no one knows them. And there they will sit and learn. And they'll concentrate only on learning Lishma. For the days of Elul, they will concentrate only on learning Lishma, learning Torah for the sake of the mitzvah of learning Torah. With all of the seriousness and the awe, so forth. So Rabbi Israel came to visit one day. So he looked around and he left. So his Rebbetzin asked him, what did you see? He said, "Lishmor gezen, teirich nishgezen." I saw the mitzvah, but I didn't see Torah because there was no simcha, and Torah cannot be without simcha. And I once heard from Rav Utner myself, where he once said that the majority of failures of B'nai Torah in yeshivas for not succeeding in Torah is because of this fact. It's because of atzfus, because of sadness and depression. And this is something which is very important for our generation, because many people in our generation think it's a great mitzvah for a Jew to be depressed, for a Jew to be sad. And learning Torah, they will never have that way. That's what the Mishnah says. Simcha, if there is not simcha, there's no Torah. And like the Vilna Gaon consistently writes, Bein amachzik teva l'atzmai, another attribute where a person does not give himself too much credit for learning. And this the Maral writes, because if a person thinks that it's a midas hasidus, if a person thinks that this is something that he doesn't have to do, he's doing a great thing by sitting and learning. So eventually when it gets difficult, he'll leave it. But if he realizes that this is the mitzvah, and this is something that he has to do, and that this is something that the world depends on, then it's a different story. Al tachzik teva le'atzmecho im lomareta teira harbe. The Mishnah tells us, if you have studied much Torah, al tachzik teva le'atzmecho, don't give thanks to yourself, don't give credit to yourself, ki lekach ato notzarto, because this is what you were created for, to grow great in Torah. And this is also something in our generation that is lacking. Today, by many people, you have that they feel if they dedicate a little time to Torah, you have many people not like that, but you do have people in other countries that they feel that they dedicate some time to Torah, they're doing a great favor to themselves or to the world. They feel they're doing a great favor. And this is one of the reasons why Torah is at such a low point in our generation. In Lithuania, the last 100 years before the war, this was a way of life by everyone. Not only by those in the yeshiva, not only by those by the rabbonim and the gaonim, but it was common. A shoemaker, by noon he would close his store and you could hear the sound of the Gemara coming from his store. In the streets, they say even in the banks, discussion of Torah all the time. I once came into a man's store, an old Lithuanian, here in South Africa, and he had a Gemara under the counter. And when the business was a little slow, he took out the Gemara. So I gave him a yashikeach for it. He looked at me, "Kunt mir a yashikeach for ein cooking in the Gemara? You're giving me a yashikeach because I look in the Gemara?" He says, "Das ist das Chus. It's a privilege to be able to look in the Gemara." This was the attitude in Lithuania. I had a neighbor. This is my hometown, Minneapolis. She came from Lithuania. She used to tell me how at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, every morning, in the cold winters, how her father and all her brothers would get up every morning and go to the Beis HaMedrash. And there they would learn for 2-3 hours before davening. Then they would daven and go to work. And after work, they came back to the Beis HaMedrash and they learned another hour or so before davened and then came home. They didn't expect anyone to give them a yashikeach for it. This was their life. Ki chayim heim lemeitzeihem. It is life for those who find it. Miut chora derech eretz tainug sheino sicho and schaik. To grow great in Torah can come only with a minimal amount of business, of worldly involvement, of pleasure, of sleep, of idle conversation, and of recreation. The reason for all of this is because Torah is not from this world, it's from another world. And therefore, if a person wants to come close to it, he has to elevate himself above the material world. And all of these things are material. He cannot divorce himself completely from this world, because it was not given to angels, the Torah. It was given to human beings. But if he overindulges in these things, then he will not come close to Torah. Then the Mishnah tells us, Ohuv Eves Amokim Eves Abriyos. Someone who is beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and by the people. Someone who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and loves the people. And then, this is a girsa that we don't have, B'sameach es amokom, B'sameach es abriyos. Someone who brings joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and brings joy to the people. Now what does this have with acquiring Torah? What does this have to do with it? Now we can understand, you have to study. But what does this have to do with it? And this, the Maral tells us, some very great principles. And also something which is very necessary for our generation. Torah is not taken, but it is given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Torah to the one that he wants to give it to. When we see a wise person in Torah, we make a brocha. Hachelek mechochmosei lireov, who has imparted from his Torah to those who fear him. It is not something else in the world where it's for the taking, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to he who he wants to give it to. Therefore, the person must be an ohuv. He must be a person beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can be the greatest genius in the world, but if he's not beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will not be zeichet to Torah. And he must be beloved by the people. If he is someone who is hated by the people, he will not be zeichet to Torah. Because the Gemara tells us, "Kol mi sheruach habrias necheimenu, ruach hamokam necheimenu." Whoever is beloved by the people is beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one principle. A second principle is to acquire a Torah, you have to make yourself similar to Torah. And a third principle is Torah was never given to an individual. It's too great for any individual. It was given to the world. It was given to all of Israel. If a person is not ohuv, he is not beloved, or he does not love the people, then he stands alone. If he stands alone, the Maral writes, he will not be zeichet to Torah, because then he is an individual. And Torah was never given to an individual. It was given to the world. So therefore he must be beloved by Hashem, beloved by the people. He must love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he must love Hashem. And he must be mesameach es abriyos, mesameach es amokim. This is a higher level. He must give joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give joy to the people. What does this mean? If someone does things which are nice, then people like him. But when someone becomes great, he becomes great in Torah. He becomes great in perfection. He becomes great in character. then people, he brings rejoicing to people. He brings great simcha to people. So this is even a higher level. Then the Mishnah tells us Neisi ba'olim chaveray umachriya lekaschus umamidai ala emes mamidai ala sholem. Someone who carries the burden with the people, he brings a person to truth, he judges him with merit, and he brings peace to the people. The reason for all of these is because we said that a person can come to Torah only if he makes himself similar to Torah. The Gemara tells us that the essence of Torah is tov, is good. Ki lekach tov nosati lochem. Torosi al tazovu. Shlema Melach wrote. Ki lekach tov. It is something which is good. My Torah, do not forsake it. And the Gemara tells us in Masechta Menachos, and then Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Yovei Tov V'Yikabel Tov Mitev Latevim. Let good come and be accepted by good from someone who is good for those who are good. Yovei Tov Zeh Meisha. Let good come. This is Meisha because it states when he was born V'Atera Yisei Tov, they saw that he was good. V'Yikabel Tov, and let him accept what is good. Zutera Ki Lekach Tov Nosati Lachem. Mitayv, from someone who is good, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dixiv Teiv Hashem Lakol, Latovim, Elu Yisrael, Dixiv Heitivu Hashem Latovim. The reason why Meisha received the Torah, because he was Tov. And the Torah is Tov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. And it was brought to Klal Yisrael. For a person to be Zeche to Torah, it's not sufficient. Brilliance. Not sufficient to be a genius. It's not even sufficient to labor. But there must be Lev Tov. He must be someone that constantly shares the burden of other people. He must be someone who constantly judges his Haverim Lekatschus, who brings them to the truth and brings Shalom to the world. Like the Gemara says at the end of Masechta Brachos, Talmidei Chachomim Marvim Shalom Be'olam. True Talmidei Chachomim bring peace to the world. If he has these qualities, then he can come to Torah. In our generation, where we see there's just the absence of Shalom, people can't get along with each other. Chaverim can't get along with each other. How can there be Torah? How can someone be Zeche to Torah? These are attributes that are requirements for the Zechia to acquisition of the crown of Torah. And without this, one cannot acquire it. Alemir almanas lelamed. One must study on the condition to teach. The Baral writes, the essence of Torah is that it should be taught. Torah was not given that it should remain alone. Torah was not given to an individual. Moshe said, Re'ei, see, the Torah was given to me, Re'ei lomarti eschem, and I taught it to you. The essence of Torah is that it should be spread over the entire world. And therefore, someone who studies Torah in order to spread its wisdom over the entire world, then he's coming to Torah. He will be successful. But someone who studies Torah and is not interested in projecting it through the entire world, then he is far from Torah, and he will not be Zeicha. And again, this is a great misgiving in our generation, where we have in every land so many Jews, right here in South Africa, so many cities and so many Jews that have no Torah whatsoever. But yet we find so few people are interested, lilmeid amanas lelamed, to study in order to give over. And on this Tatano says, then you will not be zeche to Torah either. And finally, the last attribute that's mentioned, ha'eme dover b'shem emre, to say over something, to say divrei Torah in the name of the one who said it. What does this have to do with the attributes? In here, in this is found a very deep insight into what Torah is and what a person is. The Medrash tells us that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he learns Torah, he says it over in the name of the people who said it. The Gemara tells us in Gittin and Avot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Aviyasir bini kacho emer, this is what my son says, this is what my son says. And he was naming each one. Then the Medrash says, Bishor shalom Meshe lamorim, when Meshe came up to heaven to receive the Torah, Shoma akelish l'akodesh baruch hu, he heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was learning Torah, she yeshiva esik beparshas poraduma, he was sitting and studying Torah. V'omar Eliezer bini kacho emer pora bashtayim, and he was saying, Eliezer, my son, says that the Pora Aduma, the red heifer, should be 2 years old. Omar lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maisha said, Ribbeinu Shel Olam, Ha'Elyonim V'Hatachtonim, the entire world, the upper world and the lower world, are yours. And you have to say over a halacha in the name of a Boser V'Dom, of someone who's flesh and blood. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meshe Tzadik Echor Osid Lamed Be'alomei Ve'osid Lifteach Be'parshas Poro Tchilo, there will be a very righteous person, and he will be the one who will open up, who will give enlightenment to this halacha, and therefore I say it over in his name. What does this mean? Just like the Almighty created different creations, not one similar to another, so did the Almighty create people, not one similar to the other. And each one has their own approach. Each one has their own understanding in Torah. Each one has a chelek miyuchad, a special portion of Torah set aside for his neshama. And there are certain things that he can understand that others cannot. The Gemara Masechta Chulin, where Rebbe, their own attachment to Torah, and what they can teach in Torah, and what they can add in Torah, and what they can be mechadish in Torah, then this becomes part of the order of Torah. And this order must not be changed. And even HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps this order. And therefore he says over the halachos in the names of those who said them, of those who developed them, of those who first taught them. And the Medrash says that whoever says over something that Rabbi Lezer says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, and what Rabbi Yeshua said in the name of Rabbi Lezer, Machrivin es ha'olam, he destroys the world. Because just like Torah is the order of the entire creation, there are sections of Torah that belong to each person. And if you change the order, you are changing the order of Torah. And therefore, someone who changes the order of Torah, he will not be zeichet to Torah. Therefore, you must always say over, when you hear something, for the first time, you must say it over in the name of the one who said it. And this is why the Gemara tells us that the Torah is compared to a woman. We have many, many psukim where the Torah is compared to a woman. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin states, Naif Isha Chosalev, someone who leaves his wife who is disloyal to his wife and goes to another woman, Chosalev, he lacks heart to his own wife. This refers to someone who studies Torah a little and goes to other things. Studies Torah a little and goes to other things. He lacks heart. Because just like every individual has his own wife, there is a woman that was created for every man. And through this they attain perfection. A perfection that he could not attain with anyone else. So is there a facet in Torah for every Jew. And every Jew can find his perfection in the Torah. That it could perfect him and no one else. Tells the Rosh Yeshiva Rebbe Elimeir Zocheinu Baruch, he used to say that's what is meant when we're mispalel v'sein chalkeinu b'sei rusecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us our portion in Torah, the portion that's set aside for each individual. And this is why Torah is exemplified as a woman, because it perfects the man completely. And therefore, if you take a Torah which belongs to one man, he is the one who brought it to light, he is the one who explained this Mishnah for the first time, and you say it over, you say it over, you credit it to another person, you are changing the entire structure and order of the Torah. And therefore, that's an attribute in Torah. From here we can see it's not easy to be zeichet to Torah. It's not an easy job. But from here we see the greatness of the Torah. That the malchus, the kingship, was given through 30 attributes. Priesthood was 24. Torah, which is the greatest of all the crowns, was 48. We should be zeichet to see once again the growth of the crown of Torah amongst Jews with all of the attributes of Torah. And bizeche that we should have a chag matan teresenu, a chag sameach.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.